Music Planet?
I don't know.
All right, John Boy, we're getting, it's Tools of the Trade is getting real finicky now. I've hooked up the third microphone in the studio to act as Tools of the Trade today is the SM57 dynamic cardioid microphone. John?
Now, you have used some red duct tape to tape this particular microphone, which I'm speaking into right now.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
Onto the boom in the studio. Tell me, what is this microphone called?
Just tell me a story about how you fell off the BMX and smashed your front teeth out, and just do a reference from mic to mic.
So
he's on the studio mic now.
Possibly when I was about 20, I was riding my bicycle and tried to do a jump. And when I landed,
the 57's a bit brighter.
My face kissed the pavement and I knocked out four of my front teeth. Not the nicest story to
tell
on
radio. Sorry to tell you. Actually, I'm starting to think that was a horrible story to make you relive. But probably apologies
okay.
for that.
I've sort of moved on with that, you know.
I actually think this is a great example of showing everyone what a 57 can do. So if I go 57 studio microphone, 57 studio microphone. Man, she's holding up quite well, isn't she, really? And that is actually one of the reasons why everybody loves the Shure SM57. Explain the look of it, John.
It looks like...
He's in the 57 right now.
It was made in 1957.
Do you reckon? Oh, it's very
it's
sleek.
It's kind of got a...
It's not your classic bulbous... Shure make another microphone called the 58, which is your more classic vocal microphone. It has that bulbous end on it, whereas the 57 has more of a sharp end on it.
It kind of reminds me of... It's kind of got like a Maxwell Smart kind of style.
Yeah. Could be hidden in a shoe.
That, you know, kind of 50s chic-y look.
Now, let's button on back to the history. I know John was saying the origin of 57 can be traced back to 1937. There's various US presidents can be seen talking into 57s from Nixon to even Obama with a couple of windshields. So it's a super reliable microphone. Let's talk about, I know because microphones are confusing for everybody, let's talk about what this microphone is. It's a dynamic microphone, also known as a moving coil microphone. So it uses electromagnetic induction, basically the diaphragm in the microphone beats back and forth really fast and then turns that into electronic signal and basically reproduces sound. And that's a really, really crummy way of explaining how a microphone works. You're welcome. Please stay tuned to be there.
So these guys built this microphone in the late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done such a good job of it that is just, it's like, is it? Would you say it's industry standard?
Yeah, 100%.
In regard to 100%. Especially miking up drums.
If I can explain why it's good in the sense that the polar pattern, which is if I could describe you, ladies and gentlemen, looking down onto a microphone, if you can draw a circle around the head of the microphone, that's a polar pattern. So an SM57 has very little rear... it doesn't let much noise come from behind it, so you draw a pattern kind of like a half moon around the top of the microphone, if I could explain that. So it's only trying to pick up stuff that's in front of it. That's why it's so good for live, you know, putting it right on a guitar or really anything, really. It can do vocals, good for anything, a snare. We actually have some examples we'll talk about one.
I probably think that the Bon Iver.
Yes.
Bon Iver track is probably the best representation of it because his first record was pretty much him alone with a microphone.
Apparently armed with just an inbox and a limited in-power version of Pro Tools, Justin Vermont spent a winter in his family's haunting cabin in the woods of Wisconsin tracking and layering guitars, vocals and horns with his SM57. So go ahead and have you got anything like... Oh no, here we go. We can do it this way, can't we, John? Listen, here's Flume by Bon Iver, apparently all done with an SM57.
I am my mother's one.
this feature is brought to you by Music Planet, and sure enough, Music Planet stock these microphones.
The SM57, just reiterate that, what you just heard was Bon Iver, a song called Flume, completely recorded with an SM57, apparently.
There's plenty of Shure products at Music Planet, but this in particular, they've got a little bio or a little bit of information about this particular microphone.
Lay it on us, John.
They say the legendary Shure SM57 is an exceptional exceptional for musical instrument pickup and vocals with its bright, clean sound and contoured frequency response. The SM57 is ideal for live sound.
Hey, wait a minute. Say this into the SM57, not the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm cheating on you, SM57. The SM57 is ideal for live sound reinforcement and recording. And it just says that there's a couple other key bullet points. It says clear and present sound.
Listen
that's
to John's
great
beautiful
for a
voice.
Wide range of sources. Exceptional versatility on stage and in the studio. And built to withstand a lifetime of serious abuse.
It's they're quite bulletproof. I'll try and show the polar pattern, and I'm just going to move like a foot to the left now, and you can see the volume drops off quite considerably.
Yeah, well done.
Hey, apparently, here's a good little fact as well. It's said that old mate Red Hot Chili Peppers used an SM57 to record the whole drum kit on 1991's Blood Sugar Sex Magic. That's quite hard out. I guess you'd want to... You just want a grunty little distorted kick, you could do it.
And Anthony Kiedis has done all his vocals with one?
He loves the SM57 for lead vocals. And if we could throw back a little bit more, apparently Fleetwood Mac, rumours, 57 all day.
Heard of it?
My favourite picture of 57 in action is Nixon just standing there, and there's like six SM57s pointed straight at him. You can actually check that out on our Facebook page.
There's also lots of pictures of Obama using it, yep. Speaking into it.
It's a number one, and another reason why it's so good, ladies and gents, it's about 180 Kiwi to buy one.
You can get it from Music Planet for about $200.
Yeah. There you go. Pick up a second-hand one quite cheap and just get going. Just start recording things. The process is more important than the tools, if I could say that much.
Cool. We thought we'd
play one last example of this. This is a may or may not be featuring an SM57, but I just asked John to get a nuggety live track for us because, let's face it, most of the time on stage, if you keep an eye out for that little pencil-looking black microphone that's a SM57, it'll be miking up like a guitar cab or something. It's just a trusty, trusty, all-around little booger. So I think John's teed up some All Them Witches.
And there might be a little bit of irony in this live rock and roll track because one of the engineers that worked on the SM57 and made some serious advancements in it was a classical music aficionado, and he despised rock and roll music. And it's funny that this is widely used by live rock and roll musicians.
It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Everyone deserves a crown of light.
That was All Them Witches with a song called Call Me a Star. It's them playing live in Brussels.
The live part is where the SM57 comes in. Unidirectional, beaute little microphone, perfect for live applications, as it just has a really, really good polar pattern, ladies and gentlemen. I know you know what I'm talking about. Thanks, Music Planet. You rule.
Trade thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.